Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, I am reviewing the new Margot Robbie comedy, Barbie.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today, I am reviewing the new film, Barbie. PG-13, it's a comedy, runs 1 hour and 54 minutes, written by Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach, directed by Greta Gerwig. Greta Gerwig, one of my favorite directors, up and coming. I'd still say, what, how many films till you're not up and coming? Maybe not. I think I've got a good solid 4 or 5 films I like by her. So, yeah, that's probably established. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the number 20. Co-written by her. I love when someone writes and directs because you get to really understand a lot about them, where their sense of humor is. And, yeah, so and it gets to be completely their vision. And that's wonderful. The story of this film. Now, before I tell you that, actually, yes, I apologize. This one is out late. This review is coming out after it's out. It's already come out this weekend. So now I'm dropping the video and the podcast review. Just did not have time right away. I do review films right away, though. If you want to read my review, I drop them immediately before I have time to video or podcast. You can go to yourwatchingamovie.com and read my review. Okay? So if you want to hear from me right away, go to yourwatchingamovie.com. Maybe subscribe on there. Get notified when I have a new blog post out. That'll be a review. And yeah, otherwise, yeah, we already know. This hit $162 million its first weekend, doing incredible, setting records, and some people saying for a non-IP, which is, I think, is weird because this is definitely an established IP, but it's not, I get it, it is not like, it's not a sequel to anything. It's probably what they should be saying. Anyhow, the story on this. Barbie and Ken are having the time of their lives in the colorful and seemingly perfect world of Barbie Land. However, when they get a chance to go to the real world, they soon discover the joys and perils of living among humans. The cast, Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, America Ferrera, Simi Liu, Kate McKinnon, Issa Rae, Ray Perlman, and Will Ferrell. The best things about this film. Number one, the story. This is a fun exploration of Barbie, the Barbie world, and the real world attitude toward Barbie and how Barbie is perceived. The story captivates you and gets you invested very quickly. It's the most fun Barbie adventure I've seen, and I've raised 2 daughters, so I've seen a lot. This story, I mean, really, it's kind of about Barbie having an awakening. Barbie is living her life, and then suddenly she has a thought she never had before. And this becomes almost an existential crisis because she can't stop thinking about this. And she thinks maybe there's more to life. And that leads her to figuring out how to leave Barbie Land and find out what's wrong with her. What is making her think this way when she never has before? So she goes to Human Town, Human Land, whatever. Well, where we know is Earth. And she meets people, and that's where we get a lot more of messaging of the film, I think. Which brings me to number two. The best things about the mess is the messaging. There's a lot of messaging in the film about the responsibility that women have on their shoulders. It directly addresses how the public perceives Barbie versus what Barbie is trying to do. And it seems to empower. It seems that Barbie is looking to empower people. I'll get into this a little bit later, but Barbie is definitely more about freedom than I thought. And this movie really hits on this. This Barbie movie is a feminist manifesto wrapped in a pink blanket, right? It hits on being feminine and pushes that, but it's very feminist, very feminist. And that's not a bad thing. I don't think so. I think it's pretty good to say that men and women are equals. They should be treated the same. That, both intelligent people. Some people might argue on this. So I've said some anti-Barbie reviews have said that this film belittles men, and it doesn't belittle men. It hits some of the differences that the patriarchy does, or what sexist men would do, but it doesn't belittle them. Being equals is not belittling. The more you know. Number three, the comedy. It's a really funny movie with a broad range of comedic styles. There's lots of physical comedy in the Barbie world, all the way to more cerebral comedy, both in the Barbie world and in the real world, the human world. And then it's all the comedy in between. All types of comedy. And I think that's one of the reasons it's doing so well with audiences, is that whatever kind of humor you're into, it shows up there. And I think that works. It's satire, it's parody, it's so many things. Greta Gerwig has written a really great film. And maybe I'll add that as number four, as the writing. The writing is fantastic. This has definitely made me, I like Greta Gerwig. I like her writing and her directing. I will go see things. I'll see that. Oh, Greta Gerwig film. I'll see that. To now, when I see her name on the credits, I'm like, be there. I'm gonna see what you're doing this time. So yeah. Number four, the self-awareness of the film and the brand is great. It allows them to tackle how everyone sees Barbie and address it. They have Mattel as an actual kind of character in the film. They're part of the film, and it's brilliant. Going to the makers. I don't think that should excuse Mattel from some of its responsibilities it owes towards society in general. And it certainly shouldn't use its ability to laugh at itself as an excuse to do things that are wrong, right? It should try to correct things. They should try to do the right thing. But I just appreciate that they are at least self-aware enough to let themselves be laughed at. I like that. Number five, fantastic cameos. There are some wonderful cameos in this, and you got to keep a keen eye out, but there's some great ones, and there's mermaids and mermen, but maybe you can't see them. There's a little hint. You get it? I don't know. Watch the film. See if you get it. All right. The worst of the film. I don't have a lot of complaints about the film. I think maybe 10 minutes too long, maybe eight. I'm going with 10 though. There's times I thought, okay, we can move this along. We got the point. Sometimes it felt like there was some time filler happening in the scene. How many musical numbers do we need? I don't know. but just maybe a little shorter. But I liked it. Still was catchy, but just felt a tad bit too long. Then number two, its own internal logic doesn't always seem to work. You know, I've talked about this before. Every universe has its own physics laws. It has its own emotional laws. There's an internal logic to movies, and you want to stay within those. Sometimes Barbie doesn't stay within its own rules, and that can be funny, but I think it's nice when you stay in your own rules that you've established for a universe. Now I just have a section comments, some comments that I want to say about this film overall. This film gave me some regrets. I had fallen into the trap of not wanting to buy my daughter Barbies. My oldest one, she's 16 now, but when she was young, I didn't want to buy her Barbies. I bought her the Black President Barbie. I found that acceptable. Also, to confess, I've hid the Barbie's Mermaid Adventure DVD that somebody gave my daughter. She wanted to watch it all the time, and I thought it was stupid, and I hated it, and I couldn't take the 88th viewing, so I hid it. And I don't know where I can't find it. Don't know where that went. I know where it was. Yeah, sorry, Sierra, listen to this now. I knew where it was, and I'm not even ashamed. So yes, I've seen a lot of Barbie. As an adult, I've been staunchly anti-Barbie for as long as I remember. And I think this film taught me that I got it all wrong. You know, and I know movies themselves are not facts, right? So you shouldn't just change because of that. But I did read something a couple of years ago that made me start wondering if I was wrong about reading about Barbie's origins. And I think this film helped me put Barbie into a new perspective, understanding that Barbie is more about celebrating all the things girls could become, not boxing them into being a model. Barbie is about choice. And I think that's something I never got before, and how important that is, that Barbie makes her own money. She's not, Ken is hanging out with her. She's not hanging out with Ken, right? Like, there is some important lessons there. Which brings me to the section of lessons. The lessons of the film. There are four central lessons that I got from the film. Number one, self-awareness is something that you can't put back in the bottle. You know, these moments of enlightenment in your life, once your mind is opened, it's hard to close it again. Almost impossible. So, number two, people need you to see value in them. Yes, you need to value yourself and respect yourself. But if you value someone, they need to see it. They need to hear it. Show them you value them as the person, or the Ken, or the Alan, or the Barbie. Show them that you care. Number three, a young woman doesn't have to fit into a box. She can be anything. Number four, be nice to your mom. It's a good message. Is the film rewatchable? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I look forward to watching it again. I look forward to showing my 7-year-old daughter this film when she's PG-13. I'm just going to call her that from now on. Honey, when you're PG-13, you can watch that. Now, my final words on this film. Barbie is an unexpectedly excellent film. Barbie has been called critic proof. A lot of people will likely go to see it no matter what critics say. Turns out those people are right. It is funny, clever, and has a sharp script. It is wonderfully acted, skillfully directed, and manages to find a great balance between delivering a message and entertaining within this one of the world's most well-known intellectual properties. Barbie. Director Greta Gerwig once again proves to be a solid director with a wonderful vision. Margot Robbie is a solid performer in the film. While the Oscars will likely snub her for this role, the MTV Movie Awards maybe will remember her. It's one of those kind of films. Award shows that doesn't like to reward, that rewards pop culture instead of putting shade at it. This film is not just an entertainment fluff movie, but a feminist manifesto wrapped in a pink blanket. At times, it may get a bit heavy-handed, but it is easily forgiven with the absolute delight of a story it tells. My verdict. In my 3L system of love it, like it, or lose it, that you may know, love it. That film, you got to tell people to see it right away. It's a film you get on your social media and say, go watch this film. You have to. Like it, broad range. That could be a good film when you enjoyed yourself. Maybe you won't watch it again. Maybe you will if it's on TV, just running through. You know, you don't object. It can be a bad film that you like to watch, right? Over and over again. It's so bad it got good. That can be a like it. Lose it. I watched it, so you don't have to. Okay? So, Barbie, starring Margot Robbie, hands down, gets a love it. Okay? So, that's it, folks. That's my review. Thank you for tuning in. Do you agree with this review or do you disagree? Leave it in the comments section. Tell me what you thought of the film. Send me a message. Tell me what you thought of the film. I want to hear from you. I want to know if I hit it on the mark for you or not. If you did like this review and you want to hear more, make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit thumbs up. You'll get notified when a new episode comes out. A new review, maybe a film club. Who knows? A film discussion. Could be even about a TV show. You never know. Okay? So let's figure that out. Let's do that. And also, if you want to check out my other podcast, You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, you can check that out at yourbuyingahome.com or wherever you listen to this to podcast. That is a home buying podcast where it's me, in my day job as a real estate agent. I educate and empower home buyers all over the nation on the best practices to buy a home and how to save some money. So you can check that out, yourbuyingahome.com. Or listen to it. Go to my other channels. I do a lot of things. Folks, thank you so much for watching this video, listening to this podcast, or reading the review. But mostly, thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love. You're more. Watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah.